A chemical contamination caused by a former Dartmouth hazardous burial site affected groundwater in a second Hanover private property. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has been following the story, and she has more on the moving plume of pollution.
In late August, a new test well was drilled 80 feet deep, about a mile away from the Rennie Farm burial site. Samples from that well show that the chemical 1,4-dioxane, a probable human carcinogen, had contaminated a second property in the Hanover neighborhood. This time, at levels three times the state allotted limit. Jim Week is the hydrogeologist working for Dartmouth College. He says the new findings do fall in line with the expected path of the plume.
We've drilled along what we believe the direction of migration of the plume is. So we do expect to see 1,4-dioxane along that direction. So it does confirm our model in that respect.
The contamination is left over from a lab burial site used in the middle of last century to dispose of waste, including animal carcasses from experiments involving radioactive isotopes. At the end of August, workers were still excavating the site. A year ago, the first neighboring family's well on Rennie Road tested positive for the chemical 1,4-dioxane, originating from this burial plot. They were provided with bottled water from Dartmouth College. Now, Dartmouth is setting up new test wells throughout the neighborhood, stretching toward the Connecticut River. Again, Jim Week.
We understood that it would likely be detected, you know, off-site on the property that we're currently working on. This is not a change in what we understood to be occurring. Based on the data we had on site, we understood that it was, you know, quite likely that it would be present on that property.
Week has reached out to the landowner, but the landowner says no one at Dartmouth has contacted him since the chemical was discovered on his 144-acre property. The property owner, who doesn't live on the land in question, did not want to comment further about the contamination. Maureen O'Leary is the director of environmental health and safety at Dartmouth College. She says, though it took almost a year before Dartmouth looked for contamination beyond the first affected property, this is standard procedure for tracking a plume.
I think that doing the research and collecting the data, it's not really all that fast. I think we're moving as fast as we can, and we're putting lots of resources into this project and trying to find the groundwater management zone, and I think we're making great strides to get there.
Dartmouth has spent $6.8 million on the cleanup to date. That's an additional $1.8 million over the totals the school provided last month. In a 2011 Valley News article, the previous head of the Dartmouth cleanup said he expected the entire cost would be between $1 and $2 million. A pump and treatment remediation system has been approved to be put in later this fall, but that system will not extend to the latest contamination found on the new site. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.